Rockstar Bono is at the G8 summit with pal Bob Geldof, appearing to have a blast as they lobby President Bush and other world leaders to sign off on more aid to Africa. But in an exclusive interview with CNN, Bono was so furious with the lack of progress at this summit, he did something he never does. He ripped off his famed rose-colored sunglasses.
I've just come back from Africa. I've just seen what this money can do. This is a school with no roof on it now. This is a hospital and doctors and nurses saying, why can't we get electricity? These people are dying on us. And for here, it's, you know, politics is the art of the possible, and that just, you know, this is possible. This is really possible. We're not Pollyanna. This is not sort of rosy tinted glasses. Believe it or not. In fact, I felt like smashing my glasses today. I just want to.
Why? What happened?
It's just because they are not keeping their promise.
Bono said it's foul that as a group, the G8 leaders are not living up to a vow their nations made at the same summit 2 years ago in Glen Eagles, Scotland, to sharply increase money to Africa.
They signed in their own handwriting, leaders of the 8 richest nations on Earth. I asked for them to do it in their handwriting. They had never done it in their handwriting before, and they're still slithering out of it.
Bono and Geldof say there are many reasons for the backsliding, ranging from budget problems to indifference. But they say there's another factor. All of the hype about Thursday's meeting between Mr. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin is overshadowing the anti-poverty agenda.
People love a cockfight. It's like, this is just...